We begin the current daf Masechta Bava Basra daf Kuf Samach. We begin on the top of the Amid, which we begin the 10th parak of Masechta Bava Basra, the final parak, Parak Get Pashat, which discusses the halachas of a get, which, as the Rashbam explains, refers to all types of shtaris. All types of documents are called a get, which we discuss in this parak, halachas of shtaris and of different chayvis, of different debts. So the Mishnah begins Get Pashat, which refers to a regular open document like ours, which are unlike a different type of document we're going to discuss. It's not sewn and folded over and closed, as the Mishnah explains later on, a different type. Now, because all types of documents are actually called by the word get, as the Gemara says elsewhere, for example, above a Kamat Sadehim and Aleph, the get chayv shein b'chrayis, which really refers to a shtar chayv regarding a deed of a debt, which has no liability, and therefore, it doesn't mean just a get, which is called a get isha generally. The word get can refer to all types of documents. Now, the halacha of our Mishnah actually applies to both gite isha, to a divorce document of divorcing a woman, and all types of documents, as the Gemara explains, that because we didn't want to differentiate, although actually the source of this halacha is from a get isha, but the halacha applies to all types of gitin, which means shtaris, all types of documents, because we didn't want to differentiate, as the Gemara will explain. So regarding an open document, which is the general type of a document, Edov mitaychai. The witnesses sign inside the document, meaning at the end of the document, the way we normally sign, which is you have the whole text of the document saying what's happening, and then the witnesses sign at the bottom inside. But Mekusher, which is the other type of document we're discussing, which is a bound, closed document, that's Edov Machayr. There the witnesses are actually signed on the outside, which this get mekusher was made in a different type of a way, which is they would write a line of whatever the writing of the text was, then leave an open line, the same space of how much a regular line of writing would be. Then they would fold over the written line over the empty line and then sew it closed. Then they would write another line and leave the next line open, and then fold that over the empty part, and sew that, and so on and so forth, for whatever the amount of what's called the Torah Hashtar. The Torah is the part that talks about the specifics of the details of this document, not the generic part, which every document has, which is called the Taifas. The Torah part is written like this, and the witnesses, they sign on the outside, as there's two different opinions of a Meram and the Gemara, what the outside means. But as long as you don't have more Kisharim, which are these sewn parts that are sealed over to be more than the witnesses that they have on the document, as the Mishnah teaches Masechtas Gittin, that would actually be called a get kereach, a bold get. Now again, as we mentioned before, but regarding the taifis of the document, which is the generic part of the text, that's written in a regular pashut way, the way we have in a generic type of a document, which actually the Gemara Amad Beis calls that the pashut shebe mekusher. The regular part of a closed document refers to the typhus part, which is, doesn't have this special way of writing empty and folding over. Now, these folds, each one is folded individually, and one sees it as if they are sticking out, as some Gemaras have this picture, where you see that it's jutting out. You have this, each folded over part sticks out individually, as is obvious from the Gemara that, according to one opinion, that the witnesses signed between each one of those folds, which could be read and seen from the outside. So each one is sticking out, each line is sewn individually. So that's those two types of documents, and the get pasha, the witnesses sign inside, and the get mekusha, the witnesses sign on the outside. Moreover, pasha chakasva edav ma'achayrev, if let's say the open document, the witnesses do not sign on the inside as they usually are supposed to, but rather on the outside. Or mekusha chakasva edav mitech, or the sealed document, which instead of signing outside, they sign inside, shnei pesulin, both of those would be invalid because they weren't done the way the chum or misakin, and therefore, if let's say it's a shtar chayv, a document of a deed, then one would not be able to collect from the lekuches. And if it's a get isha, a divorce document, she would not be divorced. It has to be done the way the chum or misakin. Now, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, he says, mekushik sava edav mitechei kasha. He says, regarding the sealed, bound document, if the witness is signed inside, that case would be kasher. And the reason he explains is from neshayachal, because one could technically go ahead and unfold the closed document, la saisi pashin, to make it an open document, because you could just rip out the sewed up parts, and open up the document, and it's going to be an open document. So therefore, since the closed one could be made into an open one, even if the witness is assigned inside, it's going to be kosher because ultimately it could be made into an open document. He says, everything goes according to the custom of the country, of the location, which the Gemara is going to explain what is it that he's saying. And moreover, the Gemara is also going to explain the reason for this get mekusher, what is the reason for this halacha. Now, the Mishnah continues and says that if somebody wants to make a get pashen, an open document, so then another difference between a get pashen and get mekusher is that he doesn't have to sign in it more than eight of bishnayim. All you need to have are two witnesses. However, if someone wants to make a get that's mekusher, if he wants to make a bound closed document, then he has to sign on that document with bishleisha, with three witnesses, because that's how the chamor masakin, that a get mekusher has to have three witnesses in contrast to a regular document that only needs to have two witnesses. And therefore the Mishnah concludes, pashat shekasel by eid echad, so therefore the open document that instead of having the two witnesses, one only has one witness signed, or mekusher, shekasel by shnei eidim, or the closed document that you only have two witnesses, shnei besulim, both of those types of documents are going to be pasul, which the Gemara doesn't explain, it's obvious, you just explain that needs two and that needs three, so obviously if that has one, this one has two, it's going to be pasul. But the Gemara first asks regarding this concept that we're introducing in our Mishnah, anonymously. From where do we know this, that there's these two types of documents that are different one from the other, both in the amount of witnesses that they need signed in it, and regarding if it should be made open or that it's bound and that it's closed, and therefore how the witness is signed on the front or in the back. So Amar B'chanin, he says, Damakra, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk says as follows, that the Navi tells them, Sadois Bekesef Yiknu, this is when they're going into Galus Bavel, that the fields you should purchase with money, v'chasav b'seif v'chasim, you should write it in a document and have it sealed, v'oed edim, and you should have witnesses that should testify in it. Now, explains the Gemara, sadis b'kesav yiknu v'chasav b'seif, when it says there in the pasuk that fields should be bought with money and should be written in a sefer, in a document, and that the Gemara continues on the base and explains, zeh pashat, that refers to an open document, which is like a sefer, like something that's read, like a book, like a scroll, which is read out there in the open page. When it says then the pasuk b'chasin, that it's sealed, that sounds like as if it's bundled and closed and bound, zeh mekusher. That refers to the closed document, the bound document, which we say that we seal and we fold over on the other one. Then when the pasuk says v'ho'eid, that refers to shnayim. That refers to two witnesses, because as we find elsewhere, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechta Saita, wherever the Torah says the word aid, it actually means two witnesses, until explicitly specified that it's only one. Because as we find in the Torah, it says, liyokum aid echad b'ish l'chal oven. We find that it says that you have to have two witnesses for a certain halacha. Well, why say eid echad? If the word eid is singular, that should mean one. Obviously, that the word eid itself, when it's unspecified, actually means two witnesses. So when it says for eid, it refers to two witnesses. Then when the next word in the pasuk says eidim, which is the plural, so if eid, the singular, means two, then eidim, plural, means shleisha, means three witnesses. Now, okay, so what is it? Does it need two or three? So that's like we're saying. Shnayim lepashin. Two witnesses you need for an open document. Shleisha lemakosher. You need three for the bound document. Maybe say the other way. Maybe the get mekusher only needs two, and the get pasha needs three. Says the Gemara, no. Mitech this rabbi b'kisharav. Since the Torah was stringent and required doing an extra level by the get mekusher, where you can't just write it open, you have to actually go through this whole process of sealing it. So this rabbi b'edav. So therefore, there was increased and stringency regarding it, regarding the witnesses. That meaning that although the get pasha is two, here it added stringency that you also need to have three. That's his source for this halacha of these two different types of documents and regarding their testimony, their witnesses. Rav from Amma Mehacha, he brings a different source also from there, earlier there in that sefer, in Sefer Yirmiyah. It says, "Ve'ekech ha-sefer ha-mikneh, that I took the book of the purchase, meaning the scroll of the purchase, as a chas and that which is sealed, based on ha-mitzvah v'ha-chukim v'sa-goli, that which is the commanded and the statutes and that which is revealed." So what does these words in the pasuk mean? So he explains, says Rav from the ekech ha-sefer mikneh, when he said that I'll take the sefer of the purchase, zeh pashut, like a sefer, which is open, that's the open document. When it says achas and that which is sealed, zeh mekusher refers to the closed document. Vesagole, when it says the open part, that's what we actually refer to this concept of Amad Aleph, that's zeh pashut shebe mekusher. It was going back on what we said as a chasim, but even in the get mekusher, there's golu, that's what's revealed, which is the taifis part, which is like the way our documents are written, regular out in the open, not sealed over. Even in the get mekusher, it's only the tayrif, which is the specific details of this transaction that are written in this sealed way, but the rest of the generic text is written out in the open. HaMitzvah VaHachukim, when it says that there is the mitzvahs and chukim, sounds like that there's two different types of halachas between these two different types, because it says mitzvahs and chukim. That tells Raphram, Elu Dvarm Shebein Pashal Mekusha, that's coming to refer to the differences between the open document and the sealed document. Hakeitz at household. Ze'edav Shnaim, Ze'edav Shleisha. By this one, the Get Pasha, there's only two witnesses. By the Get Mekusha, there's three. And Ze'edav Metechav, Ze'edav Machayev. The other difference was that here the witnesses by the Get Pasha, by the open document, the witnesses sign inside, by the Get Mekusha, they sign on the outside. Which the question is, maybe say the other way around. And that says the Gemara, no, since there's increased stringencies by the Get Mekusha, that you have to go ahead and have all these folds and increased efforts, so the Shabbat Me'edav, that's the one that has the increased stringencies regarding the witnesses of having to have three versus two witnesses. That's the second interpretation. Rabbi Yecheskel, Amar Mehachi, brings a different source, a source in Sefer Devar. It says in the Torah, Al Pishnaim Edim, based on two witnesses' testimony, Oy Al Pishleisha Edim, or based on three witnesses' testimony, Yochum Davar will validate what's being testified regarding. So the question is, Imtiskaim Medusa Mishnaim, if you can verify a situation, a document, or a testimony with two witnesses, so Lama Par Lacha Bishleisha, why does Torah mention, or three? Oh, Laim Lacha, it's coming to tell you that it depends for what? Shnayim l'pashin. You need two witnesses for an open document. Shleisha l'makusha. You need three for the closed document. And the question then again, ve'epechana, maybe say the other way around. That says the Gemara, no, mitechshin nisrabi b'kshav, since the get makusha has the increased stringencies of having it bound, nisrabi b'edav, that's the one that has the increased stringencies of having three witnesses. Now, the Gemara, however, asks on all these three interpretations, which bring biblical sources for this halacha of a difference between get makusha and get pashid. On that says the Gemara, but Vahani, these three psukim lahachi hu da'asu, are they coming to allude to this halacha of Git Mekusha? But kalchad v'chad l'milzei hu da'asu, each one of these psukim are coming to say what the pasuk is coming to teach. Look at the Tanya, like we learned, which is actually a teaching of Abaya. When it says in the pasuk, the first source, sad this bekes of yiknu, that they should purchase fields with money, v'chasim b'sefer v'chasim, they should have it written in scrolls, meaning in documents, and have it signed and have it sealed, etzav teva kamashmalan. That Abaya told us, that's just good counsel that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was telling them, as the Gemara said in the beginning of Cheskes Abat and of Chavtes and Aleph, because as we find other pesukim there where he told them and put it into an earthenware vessel that it should stay for a long time, that's not halacha. That's just good advice that they should be able to prove what they had bought. So you don't learn any halacha. So I'm here, it's just what the pasuk is saying. So too in the part, the second source that says ve'ekach ha'sefer ha'miknah, that he said that I took the scroll, the document of the purchase, ha'chiyav ha'maisa, he was just saying over what happened. It's not coming to teach any halachas. He's just saying what he did. And the third source that says al-pishnai me'edim al-pishleisha edim, it says based on the testimony of either two witnesses or three witnesses. So we said, oh, why say two or three? Obviously, it's get pasha, get makusha. No, it says the Gemara, lahakish leish lishnayim. That was because we wanted to equate the testimony of three witnesses, when there's three, to the testimony of two, which is beplugged Rebbe Kiva Rabban, which actually is machlekes Rebbe Kiva Rabban Masechtas Makis. Why are we making this hakish, which the Gemara there explains? But it's for that halacha, but not to say that a get pasha has two and get makusha has three. Therefore, what is the source of this halacha? Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right, Makusha Midrabanan. This whole concept of Beget Makusha is not a biblical halacha. It's actually rabbinic, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain the reason for that halacha. V'kray es machtem alma, and these psukim that were brought, they're just allusions to the concept. You could find the source where the Torah hints to it, but it's not the actual biblical source. So the Gemara asks, but time am I to kin Rabban Makusha? So why did the rabbis institute this new type of document, of a bound document? Says the Gemara, because after the Kahane Havah, there was a place where there were Kahanim who lived over there, Vahava Kapti Tuva, and they were people that got upset very fast. Umagarsh and Nishai, and they would divorce their wives out of anger, because an open document is easily written up. I want a divorce right now. Now, the problem is when they would finally calm down from their fury, it would be too late, because since he's a Kayin, he wouldn't be able to remarry the woman that he just divorced, as the Pasuk says, Mikha Chavalov, Ve'isha Grusha Me'isha Le'Kacho. Regularly, Israel could remarry his wife if she hadn't married anyone in the interim. A Kayin cannot marry a divorcee, even if it's the wife he just divorced 5 minutes ago. So to use as a distress tolerance skill, what the Chacham did was, Va'avdi Rabban Takanta, they instituted this Get Mekusha, We're at the hachi v'hachi miyasur datai, which in the meantime, since it takes a long time to do this, you have to go ahead and write it and open and then close it over and seal it. It takes time. In that interim, they're going to calm down. They're going to say, no, don't go ahead. I don't want to divorce her yet. Let's see if we can work this out. That's why they instituted this concept of get mekusher. So the Gemara's hatenach gittin, that's very well for divorce documents. Shtaris ma'eklamema, but for documents, what are you going to say? There's no anger over there as it is regarding shalom bayis. Why over there did they make this concept of a get mekusher, which we said is regarding all types of documents? Says the Gemara, kedeshali techalik ben gittin l'shtaris. We did not want to start differentiating between what type of documents, between a document of divorce or a document of a loan or of a deed. Since we don't want to differentiate, we made this that there is such a concept of get mekusher, which should allow us that when it's necessary in those cases, like those kahanim, to have that concept where it gives them time to calm down in between. And that's why they made this whole concept, which then even extended to regular documents of a shtar mekusher. Now the Gemara asked to explain the halacha of our Mishnah. So heichen edim chaisman. Where do the witnesses of a get mekusher sign? We know it's said in the Mishnah that they sign on the back, but where exactly is that? What does it refer to when it means the back? So Rav Huna, he says, being kesher lekesher, between each seal, between each binding, where the assumption right now that means to say, as the Gemara will question this shortly, that it means on the front part between each seal is that when you have the written part and you have the empty line, you have the written part and the empty line, by the empty line, that's where they're going to sign. So between each kasha. Rabbi Yemir Ba'abo Amar, he says, no, it means achari haksav. You write on one side, on the other side of the page, behind the writing, ukeneged haksav mibachot, and opposite the part where it's actually written on the outside, where, because according to Rabbi Yemir Ba'abo, that he has that the witnesses should sign opposite the entire written part all the way down to the end. And therefore, as we'll see later on, according to him, the scribe doesn't have to write Shor V'Kayim, which says, and this is as we had written, because the actual place of where the witnesses sign is going to establish that wherever they ended their signature, that's exactly where the writing ended, and therefore no one could add any writing afterwards, which is a concern we always have to have, because we know wherever they wrote to, wherever the witness is signed up, but no less until where the document is on the other side. Because they sign exactly opposite where there's writing on the front side. So that's the machlekes. Does the back mean between the sealed parts, which is on the front, but on the back meaning of the folded over parts, or does it actually mean the other side of the page? Now, Amali Rami Bar Chamlu Rav Chizda. So he now asks according to both of these interpretations. First he asks Rav Huna. Current Rav Huna Dama Bein Kesher LeKesher, that he said that the witnesses sign between each fold, between each sewn over part. So Kasal Gedaitin, so the assumption was originally, what does Rav Huna mean to say? Bein Kesher LeKesher Migavoy, between each fold on the inside, which is what's actually folded over. It's just on mechayr, meaning it's not exactly on the bottom of the document, it's on the other side of what's folded over onto it. On that, asked the Gemara, Vahu Mekusher de Kasla Kamid de Rebbe. The problem is of the following incident. There was a get Mekusher, a bound document that came in front of Rebbe. Vahma Rebbe, and Rebbe made a comment. He says, Ein zman bezeh? What, there's no date on this document? You have to have a date. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Rebbe l'Rebbe. So Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said to Rebbe, Shema ben Kesharv Muvla. Maybe the date is absorbed between the folds. I mean, the folds end up covering over some of the contents of the document. Maybe it's there. So Pal Yibachazi, he ripped open the folded parts, and he saw, yeah, there was a date over there. So on that asks the Gemara. This is the question that was asked to Rav Chizda. So Vim Isa, that if that's the case, that there's between the bounded parts is where the witness is signed on the inside. The problem is they're also going to be absorbed between the folded over parts, just like the date was. So the question is, then why was Rebbe only bothered by the fact of the date? He should have been bothered also regarding that there should be witnesses on this document. Why are there no witnesses? Ein zman bezev, ein edim bezev mibayle. Rebbe should have made a comment, since he wasn't familiar with this get mekusher, that he said, hey, where's the date? He should have said, where's the witnesses? Because if the witnesses are signed in between, it should have been covered over and absorbed and folded over by the folded parts too. So Amalei, Rav Chizda said back to to Rami Bar Chama. He says, "Mi savit bein kesher lekesher migavoi." Do you think when Rav Huna said that the witness is some between the folded, overbound parts, it means on the inside, which is going to be covered over a bit? Lai, no. Bein kesher lekesher me'avrai, between the folded parts on the outside, meaning it's visible the signature of the witnesses between the crevices of the folded over parts, as we have explained in the Mishnah, where you fold over each individual part, and on that outside is where the witnesses are signing. So therefore, that was visible. Therefore, Rebbe didn't make a comment. That's what Rav Huna means to say, bein kesher lekesher, on the outside of these folded parts. Now, however, the Gemara continues to ask on Rav Huna's opinion. He asked Rav Chisda v'neichesh, but you should be concerned as follows. Dilma zayif v'kasev ma'idibayim. Maybe the one who's holding the document can forge and write whatever he wants to at the end of a get mekusher. The reason for that is because v'chasim isahadi. You already have the witnesses sign on the top of the document. As we said according to Rav Huna, the witnesses sign on the get mekusher between each fold. So since the witnesses are not signing as a regular document at the end of the document, So the witness signed on the top. So whatever said on the bottom, this guy can add whatever addendum he wants to. And that's going to be problematic because they say, and you're also selling me like a check. You have to be careful. You have to make that line there at the end because the guy can add whatever he wants to because it's already signed on the bottom. Here the witness is signed on the top. You could add whatever you want according to Rav Huna. So that answers Rav Chisda. No, the Chsiv Bey, you're right. According to Rav Huna, at the Get Mekusha has to say on the bottom of the document, wherever the writing ended, what they had signed on, has to say Shar V'Kayam, that this is firm and established, which that is proof that this is the end of the document. And then you're right, then no one could add on anything afterwards, even though there's no witnesses there at the end, but you can't write anything under that line, where it says for office use only. No one could write here anything after that point. But he continues asking, but there should still be a concern that maybe the one who's holding the document will write after the word Shar V'Kayam Ma'idibay, whatever he wants to. V'hadu Kasav Shar V'Kayam Achrina. Then he'll write another Shar V'Kayam, whatever after he writes whatever he added on. Says the Gemara, no, Chad Shar V'Kayam Kasvina. You can only write one Shar V'Kayam in the document. Tre Shar V'Kayam L'Kasvina. You can't write two Shar V'Kayams. And therefore, whoever sees that there's two times the line Shar V'Kayam will know that whatever was added on after that point was a forgery. But so he continues asking, but let's be concerned as follows. Maybe, when does a regular document witness sign on the bottom? We know that the witness sign, you cannot add anything. Neither can you erase that because they're going to realize that the signature is a forgery. But in this case, if they get Makusha, so he asks that maybe the guy will erase the word Shar V'Kayam. He'll write whatever he wants to. He'll write at the end, after he add on whatever he wants to, he'll write the words himself, Shar V'Kayam, and then it'll look like that it was part of what was originally written in that document. That answers the Gemara. Noham Rabbi Yechon Rechon said as follows. He says, Teluya, if a scribe makes a mistake when he's writing a document, and then he wants to edit the document, so what he does what's called Teluya, meaning he hangs a word or two between the lines. One, we make an arrow, show that, you know, we're adding on something. And then afterwards, mikuyemes, if at the end of the document, he verifies that editing, like we write that, oh, this word that's added between the lines is shar v'kayam, is firm and established, meaning I added this on, me the scribe. So ksher, it says, in that case, it'll be kasher. However, as we get to the top of kav samach alef amud alef, but of mochek, if there's something that was erased, Pasul is going to be invalid what was edited, even though it's validated at the end, writing Shar V'Kayam, as the Gemara explains, because V'loy Amr Mochik Pasul, and he qualifies this halacha, we didn't say that if there's something that's erased, that it's going to be invalid, El B'Mokim Shar V'Kayam. Only if that part that was erased was at the end of the document, in the place where it could have been written over there, the word Shar V'Kayam. In other words, for example, certain generic words that are written in the document. It says, B'mana D'Kasher L'Miknebei, that this kinyan was done with a valid vessel that we can use as a kinyan. Now, after that point, if there's something that's erased over there, and then it's edited whatever wanted to be edited, and then it says the word Shar V'Kayam, that's going to be pasul. Because if, let's say, what was erased was in the middle of the document, then we don't have to be concerned because there it's recognizable that obviously that was written before the original Shar V'Kayam that was written in the document, and then it was erased and then it was verified, so that's going to be kosher. The problem is if it was erased on the bottom, then we have to be concerned that actually maybe what was erased was described Shar V'Kayam, then he wrote what he wanted, and then he wrote his own Shar V'Kayam. So it's only going to be possible if it's in a place at the end where it could have been written, Shor V'Kayam. Ukeshir Shor V'Kayam. And Osef has the measurement of how big the word Shor V'Kayam. And for sure, if it's more than that, then it's going to be possible. So therefore, based on this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, says Rav Chisda that there is no concern. Because the scribe writes Shor V'Kayam at the bottom. So if there's something erased in the middle, so good, that will be kosher, because we know that the words that come later are all part of the scribe, because you're not writing Shor V'Kayam in the middle, it's only written later on, so we don't think the word Shor V'Kayam were erased at any point over there. But you're right, if Shor V'Kayam, if there's something was erased on the bottom, then even had the scribe done it, it would be possible. Why? Because we don't know. We're concerned that maybe the one that's holding the document, he erased the original Shor V'Kayam, wrote whatever he wanted to add on, and then wrote Shor V'Kayam at the bottom. So if it's the place and the space of where the word Shor V'Kayam could have been, then Rabbi Yechanan says it's possible, and therefore we don't have that concern, since it's going to be possible. We don't have to be concerned that someone who has this Get Mekusher will erase Shor V'Kayam and write his own thing, because anyways, if he erases, it's going to be possible.